down there. You, everywhere you turn, there's some ridiculous, looks like movie characters.
So it's the theory that the desperate soul finds the ocean.
Yeah, that's my theory, because it's people who are running from problems, and you can run no further than the coast. So they run and they run, and they feel like they're as far as they can be from their problems, because they look out in the ocean and realize they can't go any further.
Mm-hmm. And while I was doing the piece that's going to run on Channel 8 tonight, everyone I stopped and talked to were tourists. Like, you know, there were people from Norway, stopped a whole bunch of hot girls from Norway. There was one woman I stopped, she was from London.
Did they have any idea about the NBA Finals?
Some of them did. Now, really? The Norwegian chicks did not. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any idea about it. Boy, were they hot in the female areas.
A hot woman in South Beach, really.
Yes.
That's very, very rare.
Crazy.
Now, while we were out there, we ran into a couple guys. Somehow we always find people with funny voices. We had the guy from Detroit on yesterday's show. Well, today I want to introduce you to two guys who are from Louisiana. And boy, they got thick Cajun accents. At least this one dude does. Take a listen.
Are you guys Miami Heat fans?
Oh, yeah.
You are? Are you from South Beach area?
I'm from Louisiana, Appaloosa, Louisiana.
Where?
Appaloosa, Louisiana.
Appaloosa, Louisiana.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Yeah.
I used to buy my crack there.
Oh, all right.
We're having fun here, aren't we?
Yeah, we're having fun.
All right, now, why do you think that, do you even know where the series stands right now?
Oh, it's 1-0. I went to the game late at night, and I'm going back again Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And you think the Heat's going to take the series?
Oh, yeah. I believe the Heat got the series. Once they shut down Nowinski, they good. And after they shut down Nowinski,
right.
He 7 foot. He's hard to maintain. But just the old school defense, that's what I call it. Just play-by-play defense. They can shut them down and get it.
And who's your favorite on the Mavericks?
On the Mavericks? I'm going to say Sean Marion.
He's your favorite?
Yeah, on the Mavericks.
You not like Dirk Nowitzki?
Nah, not really.
Why not?
He good.
Not Cajun enough for you?
He good. I'm just a Sean Marion fan. I've been a fan since he's been playing for the Suns.
You know what his nickname is?
Not Sean Marion.
The Matrix.
Oh, all right. I like a Miles Stoudemire too, you know? That's my fan. I've been rocking with them.
What have you guys been doing since you've been down here on South Beach?
Oh, eating, enjoying the beach, enjoying the beautiful view.
You got the...
Now the friend chimes in the back with the very shocking claim of, you know, the other guy's saying, you know, nice things, restaurants and, you know, beaches. And the guy chimes in blanking bianches. So harsh. Meanwhile, his family's walking around and everything.
Enjoying the beautiful view.
You got you can't cuss necessarily like that, but have you guys been lucky with the ladies here?
Sure.
What's your name?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill. K-I-L-L-B-I-L-L. Real simple.
And what's your name? First guy I was talking to.
Slim.
Slim. Now, are these your given names? Like, these are on your birth certificate?
Yeah, they're on my birth certificate. That's what I'm known as. Kill Bill. Google me.
And what about the ladies down here on South Beach? You've seen some attractive females of the opposite gender?
Very, 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 very. They fine. They wine fine, bro. Yeah.
And what do you guys do? What do you do back in Louisiana?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, my.
Whoa. And he's about to graduate right now from college.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm an engineer. Yeah. His name not Dirk Nowinski. It's Dirk Nowinski.
Ah! The Slam, look at you, man.
Yeah. Right,
thanks, guys. All right.
Quit falsely encouraging Slim.
Slim and Kill Bill. Good Lord.
That Slim looked like LeBron.
Yeah, man, he did. Slim looked a lot like LeBron. I liked Slim. He was real welcoming and personable, but I feared Kill Bill. I don't want to know how he got that name.
Kill Bill was about to graduate college.
Yeah, Kill Bill. Slim was the engineer.
Yeah,
and Kill Bill was about to graduate from college.
Man.
The college graduate guy, he's the one who proclaimed that they had been doing nothing but.
Yeah. If it bees.
So he did bring
doesn't sound very respectful to me.
No, it doesn't.